Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
That wasn't too bad, man. I look good.
Doing your thing here. We saw you grooving because we know James.
Yeah, Harry. Yeah. Look at this move, Harry. Check me out,
look,
man.
Look at King.
Come on, man.
Because we got James Brown and Key dancing on the show, which is good for the show. It's good for the soul. And damn it, it's good for the country. On Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman. Catch us on ESPN Radio. Check us out on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and tune into us on ESPN2 presented by Progressive Insurance. Hit us up anytime you want the Dr. Pepper Twitter line, Dr. Pepper call line, excuse me, at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And here's the problem when it comes to Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs, Aaron Rodgers of Green Bay, and Cooper Kupp of the Rams. You can blame the NFL players for this because the NFL Network announced their top 10 players of 2022 based on 2021 of last year. I'm going to go from number 10 to number 1. You guys can weigh in and be upset about it or happy about it, whatever. Travis Kelce, tight end of the Chiefs, number 10. Jalen Ramsey, cornerback of the Rams, number 9. Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Chiefs, number 8. Devontae Adams, hold on. Countdown's not over. Before you throw tomato and lettuce at the list, Larry, Harry, wait a minute. Devontae Adams, now wide receiver of the Raiders, number 7. T.J. Watt, linebacker, Pittsburgh Steelers, number 6. Jonathan Taylor, running back of the Colts, number 5. Cooper Kupp, wide receiver of the Rams, number 4. Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the Packers, number 3. Aaron Donald, defensive tackle of the Rams, number 2. And Tom Brady, quarterback of the Buccaneers, number 1, according to the NFL players from last year in the top 100 players of 22 countdown that was announced last night. Now you can go.
Patrick Mahomes at number 8. That is not cool. And obviously, players need to be drug tested every week now. Because if you're putting Patrick Mahomes at number 8 behind Cooper Kupp, Jonathan Taylor, T.J. Watt, Devontae Adams, all these guys, something's really wrong with you. Because most people in the world would start their franchise with a guy named Patrick Mahomes. And I understand what happened to him early in the season, whatnot, whatever, whatever. Patrick Mahomes is a difference maker. He's a playmaker. He's a guy because of his name and who he is and has that 15 jersey on that the Kansas City Chiefs even has a chance week in and week out, literally. So to have him at number 8, I don't think that's the proper ranking.
Based on last season, right?
Based on last year, not overall, not in terms of who they – based on what they did last season, according to players in the NFL.
It's fine, whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it's fine. It's whatever.
James still shaking his head. No, it's not fine. As a Chiefs fan, no, it's not
good. No, the reason it's fine because it's based on last year, right? Mm-hmm. When we look at it, of course I'm taking Patrick Mahomes over all of these other dudes. I'm taking him over Cooper Kupp. But this is a ranking based on last year in – where they are right now based on last year at the start of this season, which I'm fine with. It's whatever. It's not – look, man, it's not that egregious because Tom Brady – I don't know that Tom Brady would be number one. I mean, is Aaron Donald one? Is Aaron Rodgers, who was the MVP, one? But he didn't win or go to the Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford's not in the top 10 who won the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow took his team – to the Super Bowl, he's not in the top 10. So I get it. I mean, it is what it is. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is losing any sleep over this list at all because at the end of the 2022 season, start of the 2023 season, I'm sure he'll be right back in that top 5 NFL Network top 100 players for 2023.
So here's the funny thing, though, Freddie, because a lot of people will look at Patrick Mahomes and say, you know what? He didn't have his best year. He had a down year. Can I just read the numbers for y'all?
Have at it.
Patrick Mahomes completed 66% of his passes, 4,800 yards, 37 touchdowns, 13 interceptions.
And that's an off year, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. I get it.
I'll take the off year. I'll take it.
I'll get it because when the NFL players put this list together, and believe me, that's why I threw the caveat in that is based on what they did last year because when Keyshawn heard about Cooper Kupp being above Patrick Mahomes and you heard about it, you guys were out of your minds. I said, guys, it's just for last season the numbers that they did on the field. And I'll it's fine. But I'll throw this question to you guys here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2. And Key, I'll start with you. In your mind, pound for pound, whatever category, whatever criteria you want to use, who is the best player in the NFL in your opinion?
Aaron Donald, hands down.
He said Aaron. Keyshawn. He didn't say Harry.
That's okay.
Harry I got excited.
Did he say Harry?
Key, I didn't know, Freddie, because the last time we was on together, you said Key name. He ain't say nothing. So I don't know, Key. Are you listening today? I don't know when you're going to listen.
Player, Harry brought receipts. Well done.
Best player in the National Football League, like Harry Douglas just said, is Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald, hands down, best player in the National Football League. Consensus, no argument, no nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you could always say Tom Brady, right? I mean, he's been whatever, if that's what you like.
Aaron Rodgers.
Tom Brady out of your mind. Aaron Donald, and here's why. He's been consistent his entire NFL career.
Yep.
His entire career, when he came out of Pitt and stepped on the field in St. Louis for the Rams, he's been the same guy. Nothing's changed. Only thing he's done is gotten better. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he can't get any better than he already is, because if he gets any better than he already is, I don't know what that is. What is that? That's a guy that come from Mars or something, an alien, because he's ridiculously – I mean, he's just like – look, I played with Warren Sapp, okay, was one of the most dominant defensive tackles in his day. This dude different, though. Like, he just –
he's different,
different about him.
He's different. Seriously.
Well, it's you go into a football game, and every game that Aaron Donald plays, he knows he's going to get double team, triple team, and he still makes the plays. And if you single block him, you're just probably stupid as an offensive coordinator and probably shouldn't have a job, because there shouldn't be many moments where Aaron Donald is one-on-one with anybody, even if you have an all-pro guy. He's going to beat that one-on-one every time.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would have liked to have seen him go up against some of the offensive linemen like
Anthony Munoz, for example.
Well,
Larry Allen.
No, like L.A., I would like to see him go up against Larry Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the dudes, like some of them guys that, you know what I'm saying, that was like legit old linemen that wasn't playing around.
Kevin
Mawai. I just want to see that. Now, I think Aaron would probably get the best of Kevin.
Okay.
Because Kevin is fast and got great feet and stuff like that. But from a strength standpoint, I think he probably, leverage-wise, probably would get the best of him, because he's a center, you know. And I'm just trying to think of some of the Nate Newton, some of the bigger guards that he would have to go up against.
Alan Faneca.
Some of them. I just would have loved to just see that matchup. You know, what is it like against Randall McDaniel? Like, what would that look like?
Mm-hmm. He's the first interior lineman in a long time that people will pay to see watch. That he's not a defensive end like a J.J. Watt, outside linebacker like a Lawrence Taylor, who completely changed the game. He's the first interior lineman that people say, okay, what is Aaron Donald doing? He's also the first interior lineman in a long time, guys, that TV cameras pay attention to. That
absolutely.
Every play, no matter what has gone on, what happened with Aaron Donald? How was he blocked? How was he not blocked? Who did he bulldoze? Who did he bull rush? He's the first defensive lineman in modern football where the cameras flow to him to say that's how dominant he is. And even though he's not making a play, he's making plays for other guys to do it, and the cameras focus on him.
Yeah, but Sean McVay's work, Sean McVay and Les Snead's work isn't done yet. And what I mean by that is they got to put the cherry on top, right? And the cherry on top is I need to see him in a goal line package. And I need to see him slip out and leak out and catch a touchdown.
Like refrigerated Perry with the Bears? That's what you want to see?
No, I want to see him.
You trying to get him on big man balling. You want to see him on big man balling.
I want to see him at the edge. I want to see him come across in slow motion, set the edge, and leak out into the flat. Throw a little flat route to him, let him score a touchdown. That'll be the cherry on the top of his career.
I remember, I'm trying to remember, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago when it was a Dallas offensive lineman, and I want to say it was Connor Williams when he first started playing. I hope I'm not wrong. Man, he made Connor Williams look so crazy on the foot. He made him look like he didn't belong out there. Well, like, he dominated every time he lined up across from him.
He the best player in the league. But, you know, they're going to always put up a quarterback, try to put a quarterback ahead because it's a quarterback-driven game, quarterback popularity. The NFL promotes the quarterback. But Aaron Donald's the best player in the National Football League.
Yeah, Key, we know better. We know better than that.
Oh, no, of course. Yeah.
But because of who he is, the fact that he was number two says something for Aaron Donald, that he was above a lot of other quarterbacks. Tom Brady, only player above Aaron Donald, according to the players, for the top 100 players, according to the NFL players on the NFL Network when it comes to 2022 based on 2021. You can always join the conversation. Do that on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. With Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, and Freddie Coleman, on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And are the New England Patriots really doing their quarterback, Mac Jones, a disservice going into his second season?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I don't think Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas will be okay. Here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, with me, Freddie Coleman, on ESPN Radio.
I need you in my life.
See, now all of us are not okay now on ESPN 2. Tell your smart speaker to tell those guys stop singing and play ESPN Radio.
Without you, girl. Thinking of you. Come on, Gross.
Makes me feel.
You know what you guys sound like? You guys sound like Kirk Franklin.
Only you. Come on, Gross. Come on, Gross.
We're going to need Dan Graziano to save us. ESPN NFL Insider. Hit him on Twitter at Dan Graziano ESPN. Before we get to him, you're 15 minutes away from not more singing, but more of your calls on Tom Brady being number one on the NFL Top 100. Dr. Pepper, call online. We'll take your calls at 888-729-3776. But back to Dan Graziano. Dan, how much concern should the Patriots, not the fan base, but the Patriots have about Mac Jones, where it seems that there have been so many struggles, and who's going to call plays going into year two of his NFL career?
I mean, I don't. Behind the scenes, I don't think they're concerned about the play calling thing. I think that's pretty well sorted out, and they feel good with where it is. Mac is a second-year quarterback, and I think, you know, talking to some people there, they felt like there were some things in the last game that they went over with him that, you know, to work on, to iron out. But they feel confident that he'll get it. They like him. He, you know, he's smart. He works hard, and they believe he'll get it. I think if there's a concern there, it's the offensive line has not held up in the preseason the way that they expected it to. And I think a lot of the concerns about the offense are kind of offshoots of that, right? I mean, even if you get to the point where you feel good about your receivers, your tight ends, your running backs, your second-year quarterback can't block the play, then it's not going to matter much. So I think the Patriots will probably poke around a little bit here as guys start to get cut and see what's available. Maybe they can add a depth piece or two and maybe an upgrade, but that's easier said than done, especially at that offensive line position.
Yeah, Dan, and when you look at the quarterback position, obviously quarterbacks need to be protected. We saw it for many years. Tom Brady in New England was protected well. In Tampa Bay, protected well. They went on to win the Super Bowl. But last year, they didn't win the Super Bowl. They didn't even get to the Super Bowl, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But What do you make of this list, the NFL Network top 100 players? This list was compiled, obviously, through the NFL, and players voted on this. But Tom Brady comes in at number one. But it's an interesting conversation because at number eight is Patrick Mahomes. And in between Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, there's a slew of other guys that probably, if you're drafting, you're not drafting them over Patrick Mahomes. So what do you think about this list?
Well, I mean, look, these lists are there to be debated and disagreed with, and I wouldn't have put Brady one, but I can sort of understand why it happened. Look, he did lead the league in passing yards last year. This isn't like a lifetime achievement award. He's still a good player. I think it speaks to a lot of issues, including just sort of the universal respect and honestly lack of resentment that players around the league have for Tom Brady and all he's accomplished. I think when you have a player-voted list, sometimes, you know, it can reflect, you know, jealousies and resentments and stuff like that players have for each other. Brady seems impervious to that at this point in his career, and I think that obviously says a lot about what he's done. I would not have gone that way. I would have gone with the guy who's number two on the list, but it's not a dumb pick. Mahomes at eight is interesting. Like, you know, he's got Tyreek Hill in Miami talking about Tua's more accurate, right? He's got, like, Sammy Watkins talking about Aaron Rodgers. Like, I feel like Mahomes is kind of, like, out for some kind of revenge tour, this, right? Like, all these people want to talk bad about me. You want to rank me eighth? All right. You know, all right. We'll see how it shakes out. I think people are giving Patrick a lot of bulletin board material.
You know, it was so funny that you mentioned that. You were not on with us earlier, you know, this morning as we were getting ready for the show. And I was telling the guys, Dan, I said, I think people, it's something about people in the league, they don't really necessarily, it feels like to me, they don't, I don't want to say like Patrick Mahomes, but it's something there that people keep doing this to him, keep poking at him. And I don't understand why. Like, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this dude is ridiculously good to a whole nother level, but you know, these numbers are based clearly on 2021 season and not 2022.
Right. Yeah, and the expectations for what 2022 is going to be, right? So he loses Tyreek Hill. Is he going to take a step back? But this is the old, you know, Dizzy Dean said, you know, don't ever win 20 games. They'll expect you to do it every year. Right. Like, Patrick Mahomes comes out of the gate his first year as a starter, 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, you know, Super Bowl Super Bowl MVP the following year, MVP of the league the first year. So now he's being held to his own standards, and if he's not living up to them, that's no shame in that. But, maybe that's the reason he slides down these lists a little bit.
Guys, I want to stay with Tom Brady. We've seen this post-game interview talking about, you know, I'm 45 years old, I still have beep going on, got a lot of stuff going on. How concerned are you with Tom Brady and whatever he's dealing with going into this season?
Something is up, right? I mean, like, he didn't look or sound like himself in that news conference.
Yep.
If this was any other player, like, ever in any other sport, I'd be like, oh, boy, this guy's head's not in the right frame of mind to go into a season. We should be worried. It's Tom Brady. So, like, he gets benefit of the doubt, right? So I think that's sort of the only hesitant. But, I mean, like, disappearing for a week and a half in the middle of training camp, retiring, unretiring – and now this, like, coming back this way and looking and sounding kind of worn down by stuff that's going on with him off the field. I mean, you'd think he'd be relieved to be back, especially if something was going on with him off the field that was weighing on him. But he didn't sound that way. Sound like he's still dealing with it. And I don't know, man. Like, you guys who played in this league, like, if your head's not all the way in it, that's bad, right? Like, it takes an awful lot to get geared up to play this game.
Key, yes, it is bad. Like, Key, when you're not all the way in it, then your teammates start to notice certain things, little things, and then next thing you know, you might not be on your PCU. But it's Tom Brady. That's why we're giving him a different pass than more people. But like Gras said, if it was anybody else, if you're not 100% in it, then other things could leak in, and those things that could leak in could cost you a game or two.
See, but see, Harry – I've been around guys that are Hall of Famers, guys that are borderline Hall of Famers. When you step on the field, it's everything that Tom Brady is dealing with off the field, once he gets between those white lines and those lights turn on, your mind shifts to a whole nother place. And he has the benefit of the doubt because he's never given us any reason to doubt that he'll be the same guy when he steps on the field that he's always been, despite whatever may be going on with him. That's just guys like this, they built you're built differently.
That's what I just said, though, Key. When you have guys like Tom Brady and you have Hall of Famers, yes, I'm not worried about those guys, but anybody less than those type of players,
yes, absolutely.
I would be worried.
No, absolutely. There's no question about it. There's no question that you would worry about guys that are not Tom Brady, but Tom Brady gets the benefit of the doubt.
Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider, and Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Dan, before we let you get out of here, what does your gut tell you about what are the San Francisco 49ers going to do about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Oh, I think the most likely outcome is that they release him. I think if they were going to find a trade, they would have found one by now. And we're getting to the point where they really are going to have to make a decision. If he's on their roster week one, then his $24.2 million salary becomes fully guaranteed. They don't want to carry that, no matter what they say. I would not be at all surprised to see him released before tomorrow's 4 o'clock Eastern deadline. To me, it would be very stubborn of the 49ers to keep Jimmy G on the roster after 4 o'clock tomorrow, cut somebody else, just because they're still convinced they might be able to trade him. Maybe they'll do it, but I think the most likely outcome is he's on the market soon.
Dan, can they go to him and ask him to take a reduction? Can they reduce it down?
Sure.
To, you know, make it more –
but if –
you know, I don't know.
Yeah, yes, but if that were going to happen, if that were going to happen, I would have think it would have happened by now, right? And mm-hmm. where they stand with Jimmy G, he's not in their practices, he's not in their meetings, he's just kind of hanging out in the facility, waiting for them to make a decision on what they're going to do. And I think that ship has probably sailed. And Trey Lance getting through the preseason without an injury kind of probably sealed the, you know, cut off the last real reason there was for him to be hanging on to, for them to be hanging on to Jimmy G. So I do think it's probably over between him and the Niners.
Hey, Dan, always a pleasure, my brother. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon, and thanks so much.
My pleasure, guys.
Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider, on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Thanks to Boost Mobile, a proud sponsor of the 2022 Department of Defense Warrior Games. With Boost Mobile, feel the power of more money in your pocket on one of America's largest 5G networks. We'll take more of your calls about the NFL Top 100 with Tom Brady, number one, on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-729-3776. And you're going to hear why Patrick Mahomes is more like Steph Curry than you could have ever imagined. He is on one today, by the way. Just want to put it out there. He's on one usually every day, but today especially. Keyshawn Johnson.
Man.
Yeah.
You got to listen to Ye, though. Ye, woo. He's spitting right here, man.
Yeah, because
he's here.
Yeah, because he's no longer Kim Kardashian. He's got his career back. Of course he's Jay again.
But it's just so real when you listen to
him. Yeah, because he moved on from the Kardashian, and he got his life and his career and his swag back. They are career killers.
You're not.
What did he do, Freddie? He moved on from
Kardashian's
who?
Name.
What was that, Key? About the Kardashian?
You're slander the Kardashian's name.
I'm not slandering the name. I'm just stating facts. Reggie Bush. James Harden, and
stop,
now Kanye.
Man.
Anytime
stop.
They're with them, career slowed and stopped. They get away from them, they back in action. It's been proven. Reggie Bush is with her.
Leave my
couldn't
man
couldn't stay healthy.
Man.
Then he gets away from her. Back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. James Harden, another Kardashian. Couldn't stay healthy. Gets away from him. MVP in the
stop?
NBA. And now
leave
you
my
Ye.
Man alone.
Ye was great. Then he's with the Kardashian. All hell breaks loose. He gets away from him. He's spinning bars again.
So,
fact. It is no dispute here.
So what? So Travis Scott doing cool?
It,
right?
Only a matter of time.
Devin
only
Booker doing cool?
What's Kylie's last name? What's Kylie's last name?
Jenner, not
Jenner.
Kardashian. Jenner.
Oh, y'all need to stop,
Devin, it's
man.
Different.
Devin Booker
y'all
was struggling in the finals. We ain't going to trip.
Yeah,
but
his career has not stopped.
But he was struggling in the finals.
Yeah, but the Milwaukee Bucks have a lot to do with that, dude. It's got to buy
Giannis. The curse is the curse, Freddie.
Nah. Certain dudes can override curses. We're not talking about Devin Booker being stopped by Matthew Dellavedova. But that was being stopped by Giannis. Come on now.
No, the man was stopped by something now.
Yeah, but not
it certainly feel like it's a curse, but I don't believe in that. I mean, it just
No, I don't believe in that juju either, but certain
Kardashian
Travis
Barker
jujus,
doing cool. Travis Barker still
with Jenner,
we,
not
we
a
don't
Kardashian.
Believe we don't believe in USC quarterbacks. I mean, but we know you do, Keith.
Wow, you went there. Hey, your defense is great. Well, he was like, wait a minute. I know you're not straying me on that one.
Hey, so now, yo.
I know we're not doing this, Harry Douglas.
So now, I'm
going
to have to go on the attack.
Yes, you are.
Because you act like, what was his name? Jim Braun? Or what's the guy, the
Jeff
quarterback?
Braun.
Jeff Brom? Oh, he was really...
No, I had Brian Brom.
Yeah, Brian
had...
Brom.
Okay, Brian Brom, Jeff Brom. You act like them dudes was like...
Dave Ragone.
But watch this, though. Why did you skip over Lamar Jackson? Why'd you skip over him?
You didn't play with him. That's why.
You didn't play with him.
I know, but he didn't play with the most recent USC quarterbacks either.
Neither did anybody else.
Yeah.
We're building.
Man, look, man. We're not
Why
getting
you skip
ready.
Over
we're
Teddy
not getting
Breeze.
Ready.
Don't skip.
We are not getting ready to go down this track.
No, we're not.
I believe in Caleb Williams. I'm not gonna lie. I believe in Caleb Williams.
So do I. Because
he's gonna be phenomenal.
Louisville.
First of all, say it right. It's not Louisville. Louisville. Okay.
Louisville.
Thank you, Keith.
Louisville's football program is nice. They got a nice program. Okay, it's heading in the right direction. We look forward to seeing you guys compete at a high level for years to come, Harry.
Man, wow.
Is that right?
It's like he said, it's like he read the brochure for Louisville Athletics.
Last time I checked, let me read my notes. USC been gone for a while, too.
Yeah, but USC's USC, dude.
I understand, but they've been gone. I know, Freddie, but they've
Harry,
been gone.
I don't
they
haven't been why relevant. You feel the need.
They haven't been relevant.
Why do you feel the need to antagonize me this morning about USC football?
Because you're the big brother, Keith. That's what little brothers do. We antagonize the big brothers. That's what we do.
I don't even say anything about Louisville sports program, the cheating scandals, nothing they do.
Oh, here we go.
I don't say nothing about anything. Coaches getting in the – I don't say nothing. But you want to come at me when all y'all do, both in the basketball
Hold on,
in the football program,
no.
Do things that you shouldn't be doing, both as a coach and as an administrator. Never mind, I ain't even going to go down. I'm going to leave that alone.
Don't you do that.
Thank you, Jordan.
Don't you do that, Keith. We ain't going to talk about them little envelopes. We ain't going to talk about them envelopes.
Oh, boy, here we go. Now
I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it alone. We going to just be friends. And we going
to,
you know.
Tell them to give Reggie Bush his Heisman back. Give Reggie his Heisman back.
You get your USC friends and let Harry get his Louisville friends, and then everybody can be friends.
We can be friends.
Keyshawn, Timberland, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance.
All I know is football and basketball coaches. Never mind.
Yeah. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Catch on ESPN Radio as well as listen to us on ESPN2 and watch on ESPN2. Going back to something we have with Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider. And Key, you pointed something out about Patrick Mahomes and the NFL Top 100 list. The top 10 was revealed last night. Patrick Mahomes was number 8, the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, behind Jonathan Taylor, the running back of the Colts. He was at number 5. Aaron Donald, he was at number 2 of the Rams. Tom Brady, number 1 of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you point out something in terms of guys who the NFL players make up the list when it comes to the top 100.
Yeah.
And about Patrick Mahomes and guys don't want to rock with him that way. There's some kind of jealousy, maybe some resentment. And the minute you said that, this popped into my head. Patrick Mahomes is going through the same thing that Steph Curry went through when Golden State and he started getting hot and when they started winning championships. It seems that there was some kind of resentment from other players because of the attention that he was getting. He deserved that attention. He earned that attention. But a lot of guys weren't rocking with him. And anytime somebody would step up for Steph Curry, they were just kind of like side-eyed and everything like that. But the minute that they won that championship again this year for Golden State over Boston, that love fest reappeared for Steph Curry. I wonder how much of that could possibly be there if Patrick Mahomes gets a second Super Bowl ring, and it could be the same thing that Steph Curry went through getting to that point right now in his career.
No, look, I don't think – Look, I don't know how many of the players voted. I mean, I don't know the number. But you got to, when you look at it, Patrick Mahomes had a hell of a year last year.
Absolutely.
No question about it. But when you start to break it all the way down, 8 isn't a bad spot based on the other players in front of him having better statistical careers, better numbers last year for their career. Like Cooper Kupp sitting at 4, Cooper Kupp's not doing that again. It's not going to – he's not hitting the Triple Crown again. Not going to happen, you know. And he won't be in the top 5 in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
But Patrick Mahomes is going to throw for 4,800 yards again. He's going to throw for 30-whatever, 9 touchdowns. He may have 10 interceptions again. That's going to happen because he's going to be consistent in that manner. Where Cooper Kupp, you can't duplicate that. It's just not going to happen. I don't give a damn what nobody try and tell you. Aaron Donald is going to be able to be Aaron Donald again in 2022. Much like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and possibly Jonathan Taylor can still rush for 1,500 yards. You know, so I'm not mad at him sitting at 8.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound right when you go Mahomes in 8 because
right.
You're thinking about, and we're thinking in our mind, top player. Who will we start our team with? That's the way we think. And it wouldn't be Jonathan Taylor or Cooper Kupp. I promise you that.
And it's no knock on any one of those guys, but when I look at a guy like Cooper Kupp, and you just mentioned the key, people don't understand how hard it is to lead the National Football League in receiving yards, touchdowns, and catches. That's hard to do. But when you do look at a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who's been consistent since he's been a starter, and let's not forget now, he would have went to another Super Bowl if it wasn't for Dee Ford jumping off sides in an AFC championship game against the Patriots. But Patrick Mahomes, you talk about consistency, he has been consistent since the moment he has started for the Kansas City Chiefs.
With Patrick Mahomes, when he came out of Texas Tech, many people still have questions about him coming from what they call the catch-and-throw offense, although pretty much everybody's a catch-and-throw offense now at a certain level in the National Football League. And I've always said this, guys, about great players. You can believe they're going to be great, but then they're greater than you could have ever imagined. We knew LeBron James was going to be great. We didn't see this LeBron James. Nobody thought LeBron James would be like this, even in his career right now. Certain guys just become greater than they're supposed to be. Maybe Patrick Mahomes, not maybe. He is at that level. Aaron Rodgers is at that level where we thought they were going to be, pretty good. But now they've gone beyond that level. And so there may be some resentment. There could be jealousy. Who knows? But, eighth best player in the league. Maybe last year, according to numbers, maybe. In the league, Patrick Mahomes, that's not even going to be close.
But if you look at the list, there's only two people that are in front of Patrick Mahomes that hasn't had the consistency of Tom Brady, Aaron Donald, Aaron Rodgers. You know, it's Cooper Kupp and Jonathan Taylor. I mean, T.J. Watt is consistent for what he does at going and getting a quarterback. But outside of that, Devontae Adams is going to be who Devontae Adams is. He's going to be a 1,200-yard receiver. He's going to be a 100-catch guy because they got to get him the football. So he's going to stay consistent in that manner. If you move Cooper Kupp and Jonathan Taylor out and slide those guys up, now Patrick Mahomes is sitting at 6.
Or even higher.
Or even higher.
Yeah, he should be higher. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, and Freddie Coleman. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Get the $45 Silver Unlimited plan. You can do that from Straight Talk Wireless. Your calls, plenty of lighting about phone lines right now. The Dr. Pepper call online about the top 100 list. Keys list with top 5 observations going into the NFL regular season. We'll take a list of what you have to say next. The 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. It's time for you to be heard on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
My son sent a picture of an empty refrigerator. I know what it means, but pick up the phone and say, hey, man, can you send some money so I can get some groceries?
Uh-huh.
Not an empty refrigerator looking like a single college student.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman. Catch us on ESPN Radio. Don't forget to listen to KJM on your smart speaker. Just say play ESPN Radio and watch us on ESPN2. So Tom Brady named number one in the top 100 of 22 countdown by the NFL players that was released on the NFL Network. Plenty of people weighing in on that, wanting to weigh in on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Dana in Richmond, Virginia. Dana, what you got?
Yeah, I think Patrick Mahomes always get the short end of the stick when he's comparing quarterbacks. The man track record is unmatched, but he always going to get the short end of the stick. Why? I don't know. But hats off, Freddie. I got to give you your prop for using that P. Diddy reference and Keyshawn friends get with her friends. They're going to be friends every weekend. Appreciate that hats off, Freddie.
Hey, Harry, translate that for me because I really couldn't.
Really? That's
Stop,
what we're doing?
Keith.
Stop
that. Help me out, Harry, Stop man, because I'm trying to.
You understand. Help me out, Harry. You understand.
You know what that man just said.
Exactly. No, I couldn't hear. I couldn't. It was staticky on my end. I need you to translate that for me, Harry, because I'm serious. I didn't really understand what he was saying. I
stop
couldn't
continuing
hear it.
To start trouble. That's what you're
stopping.
Doing.
Yeah. I'm not doing this.
Yeah,
with you.
We're not going
Come
down
on,
that road.
Harry.
Nope, we're not. Attaboy, Harry. Ignore.
I'm not doing it.
Ignore. Yes. Stovall in Hawaii. What you got, my friend?
Hey, how we doing? Aloha.
We're good.
Aloha, man. Hey,
Mahalo.
Say, man. You either
yeah,
coming
I
in.
I wonder if
you coming in from the club or something?
No, I know, right? I should be. It's Sunday night, though. It's Sunday night.
It is.
Maybe when football starts. Maybe when football starts. Hey, I got a comparison. Maybe the NFL 100 to the Heisman voting. Is there like an offensive, like, vote? People vote for offense over defense, even players in the NFL?
No, think? I don't think so. I just think that. You looking at Tom Brady at one, obviously it's Tom Brady. So, I mean, it's a different – if Tom Brady here's what I would say, mm-hmm. and I believe this. If Tom Brady was still on the New England Patriots, he wouldn't be number one. People have seen a different side of Tom Brady as a player.
Exactly. That's a good point.
Off
yeah.
the field. Man, he wouldn't be one if he was in New England because yeah. people can't stand the New yeah. England Patriots. Yeah. Players in the league cannot stand the New England Patriots. You know, they'll go there to get their money, mm-hmm. but they don't like – New England. So I would think Tom Brady, if he was in New England right now, he wouldn't be one.
Well, Freddie, we just had that conversation. Was it Friday, Freddie?
Friday, yep.
That we had this conversation about mm-hmm. Tom Brady divorcing, yep. you know, the New England Patriots, and now he done found that new hot thing down there in Tampa, which is the Buccaneers.
With the hot
And you
thing.
See, you look at the his social thing. Media. I love his social media because I think he a complete savage. I love it. I love no, this side done, of Tom done, Brady yeah, he's, versus he's the New England Tom Brady.
Yeah, he's a different Tom Brady. And that's really because the way the New England Patriots organization operates,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, certain guys' personality, and Tom probably always had a little goofy personality anyway, but because you're in that building, they do things different. That's all it is. They just do things different. You'll see guys like Josh McDaniels, now that he's no longer under Bill Belichick, you'll see him as a coach with a different type of personality as a head coach because he's in the Raiders organization now. And that's just organizational things. That's the way New England runs their program, and they've done a tremendous job at doing it. I mean, it's just, how can you argue?
Yeah, you can't argue with success, especially the success that they had together. But now, all of a sudden, Brady's still having success with Tampa Bay. People wonder if Bill Belichick can recreate that without Tom Brady with Mac Jones. We shall see. Speaking of that, Aesop in Virginia, what do you got to say on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max? Part of Dr. Pepper, call online at 888-729-3776.
Hey, guys. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, Freddie, man, I've been listening to you and hearing that voice, the Freddie Coleman ESPN radio, man, my whole life.
Stop giving Key ammunition, because he will use that against me, believe me.
I'm sure. And, Freddie, hey, regards to the wife, my wife actually knew your wife in the pageant scene. So it's good to see you doing what you're doing, brother.
Okay, good stuff.
And Keyshawn, always loved you and followed you. But let me get to the whole Tom Brady, you know, this whole ranking thing. In my opinion, look, the players have spoken. Keep in mind, these are the players that are actually doing this. So at the end of the day, we can have this banter back and forth, but with all the awards, or if we're talking about the All-Star game, look how many times we complain that, oh, it's the writers who are doing the voting. Mm-hmm. Oh, you get a bit of the fans. Now it's actually just the players. So it's almost like an aggregate score. Some guy's going to say, yeah, Tom Brady, how many guys from his team have actually probably chose him number one? And it just goes down the line. So I think we're making a little bit too much for it, but it's great on a Monday, man. I love Hey, love you guys.
Appreciate the love, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, somebody tell Aesop I'm here. Hey, Aesop, I'm here too.
Attaboy.
He said, hey, Freddie, I love you. Keith, that's his son.
Well, Harry, I'm as old as dirt. So you understand why Aesop's been listening to me for a while.
Hey, Aesop, you know? I'm here too.
Yeah.
So,
like Boosie say, don't forget about me.
I feel all kinds of ways now.
So say, man. So I was talking to Jay last week.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I had to hit Jay up. Jay Will, who's part of the show, who's not here, he'll be with us tomorrow. And he had me watching the Manti Te'o.
Oh, on Netflix.
On Netflix, he had me.
I haven't seen it.
I watched it. Yeah. I sat down and watched it.
How was it? Oh boy. When you start giggling like that, showing them teeth, this is
going
to be good.
I felt bad for my dude.
Uh-huh.
I even choked up at times. Yeah. And I feel bad that, you know, all the jokes and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I just feel I had to say it because I was thinking about it. I'm like, I feel bad. But in the end, I still got to crack a joke. It just because I can't get over how he got duped. But I feel bad.
Duped royally,
man.
By the way.
I feel bad, but I still got to crack a joke, though, you know?
Get him out of here, man.
Seriously. You know things are bad when you feel bad as a USC dude for a Notre Dame guy, but yet you got
to
crack a joke.
No, but he was originally supposed to come to USC.
But he didn't.
Decided at the 11th hour he switched his mind.
Yeah.
And he went to Notre Dame and played great, right? All that. But I got to still laugh, man. I just –
And you do.
How you allow that to happen to you, man?
Is it a laughing matter when it comes to the Jets quarterback? That's next.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.